Mission Network News 4 and a half minute version, Tuesday, March 30th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Another crackdown is coming against Christians in Eritrea. Pastors in second and third world countries need libraries. And a training course in Cameroon sets the stage for future outreach. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, it appears Eritrea is laying the groundwork for another crackdown on believers. For the first time since evangelical Christianity was declared illegal in Eritrea, criminal charges have been laid against those who are not a part of the officially recognized churches. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
They have allowed four groups to continue to hold public meeting. Those groups are Orthodox, Catholic, and Lutheran, and then Muslims are allowed to hold meetings. So evangelical Christians have been prevented from meeting publicly for the last 2 years, and those who have continued to meet in homes are now being arrested and rounded up.
Nettleton explains that while 370 Christians are in jail for their faith, the church is still growing.
The great thing that our team came away with is the sense of unity among the Christian believers in Eritrea. There is just a great sense of working together, of all being on the same team. And I think that's one of the great things that has happened as a result of this persecution.
Meanwhile, the death toll in Morocco's earthquake topped out at over 600. The injured numbered 926, and the homeless went into the thousands, the aftermath of disaster. A Food for the Hungry launched response through Latin American partners is providing emergency relief to survivors. By meeting the physical needs and providing relief, teams represent the compassion of Christ. The result? An open door to future outreach and long-term ministry. You're listening to Mission Network News. More and more Americans are reading their Bible. That according to research by Barna, Gallup, and U.S. News and World Report. They all indicate that the number of people reading Scripture may be up by as much as 44%. American Missionary Fellowship agrees with the research. AMF's Ed Henderson.
People are looking for a group environment, and they have questions about society, about moral values, about what's going on in America. They're finding Bible studies themselves to be a place where they can go and have discussions and actually see what the Bible has to say about it.
AMF is establishing biblical learning communities to help answer those questions and to help do something even more important.
We would like people to come to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ through the study of His Word. Also, to grow together, to actually become mature, fruitful believers.
Next, are you looking for ways to make an eternal difference without having to go to the mission field? If so, Christian Resources International has an incredible opportunity for you. CRI exists to evangelize the world by distributing free Christian literature to spiritually needy people. The organization has a goal of establishing libraries for pastors in second and third world nations, says Brian Morgan.
We here at CRI have begun to put together these identical sets of language-specific libraries. Right now we have them in English and Spanish. We're also focusing, hopefully in the near future, on French, Arabic, and Russian.
Morgan says many pastors have absolutely no resources to help them. Unfortunately, they can't fulfill all the requests.
We're asking churches if they would be willing to sponsor one of these libraries at $100 each for a pastor overseas. If they each sponsored one library, just the effect would be incredible.
And Wycliffe Bible Translators reports their Community Mobilization for Bible Translation course finished up in Cameroon. At this point, six language groups are involved. Please pray that the participants will learn how to start a language project and how to get their churches involved right from the beginning. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.